So if you have any comments or questions for our next guest, mā reikura, tākuta huhana hiki, then please do whakapā mai, pātai mai. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Dr. Huhana. Thanks so very much for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Yes, loving lockdown.
Okay, you're loving lockdown. Fantastic. Look, we're a week in lockdown four. And big numbers are coming in South Auckland. So while we haven't experienced, excuse me, fun, I'm just going to undress there. So while we haven't experienced the huge numbers of positive cases, which is a great thing, that the type of exponential growth that the experts were saying, and again, a great thing, then the number of those who have tested positive are in South Auckland, and 50% of all of those positive cases are our Pacifica whānau. And, you know, aroha to all of those whānau. We wish you all the very, very best. And do you know if any of those numbers also are any of our whānau haua in amongst those numbers as well too? Dr. Huhana?
I don't know. But a lot of them struggled to get tested last week. I have a friend who was her daughter was exposed. A doctor wouldn't test her. They had to go, but she couldn't take her because she can't sit in a car for 4 or 5 hours due to the fact that she's in a wheelchair and needs toileting regularly. So the reality was, for a lot of our disabled, if you were blind and rolled up without a car, they looked at you twice, even though you couldn't see them. They were struggling. What I don't get, we've had a disability pandemic in place since before January of last year. This should have all been sorted by now. The vaccine rollout for disabled should have been started way before now, where they were group three and a lot of them are still waiting to get information while they've opened up to children. Well, 12 to 15, they've opened up to everyone else now. It's actually showing that there's a huge gap in between. And sadly, it's the whānau haua who are at the bottom of the rung on that one.
Why is that, again, you know, why are we having to talk about this yet again? You would have thought that these issues that cropped up first time round, we, you know, really feel that these should have been dealt with. Why, you know, again, why?
Well, I know a couple of them on the disability pandemic team, and they said to me they weren't allowed to talk outside of the group. They were gagged. Effectively, but there were issues in originally around mask wearing. One is a doctor who's in a wheelchair, and he was pushing for mask wearing because that's his field of expertise, and he had to fight that in the beginning. If we'd started the mask wearing from the beginning, people would have been used to them, all of this. What my worry is that we're coming into summer. Will people be as compliant in the summertime if we have to lock down on a warm, hot day where they'll want to go to the beach? But what they're doing in Sydney, for instance, you know, they're ignoring. Bondi Beach is chocker full of people, and they've got over 880. They had 1,000, I think, coming up. These are daily rates with people dying every day. And it does concern me that people aren't taking this seriously. I really feel for that church whānau. They didn't intend to go out there and get COVID. It's because they mixed or had some contact with the original couple. But, you know, we knew this was going to happen if we opened up to Australia. I knew it would come down that we would end up with the Delta variant, and they knew too. And, you know, all this pressure to do that. So I've had a few disabled that lost their carers overnight. They lost, couldn't get groceries, etc. Been working on that for the last few days, and we managed to get it resolved. But I actually went to one of the ministers, and she put their concerns directly to the Prime Minister's office because no one was getting through to anybody. So, you know, it seems as though they dropped the ball again and again.
They seem to be dropping the ball quite a bit when it comes to our most vulnerable whānau, like Hoa, like our Pacifica whānau, like our Māori whānau. You know, while they're keeping their eye on the ball somewhere else, not on us, we're the ones that are feeling the brunt of it at the end. You know, in South Auckland, again, here in South Auckland, a lot of areas of interest, locations of interest, are all around our shopping centres, around our Countdowns food Countdown Pack and Save New World.
Yep.
I mean, that's where our whānau are going daily because we need to eat.
Yeah. Well, we do. And basic kai, you know, people go where there's kai. And, of course, there was the big rush to feed people, on the day that it was called for. And Pack and Save, I hear, in Mangere was just chocker with people. There's no way we were not going out, because he thought, if it's not contained and we don't know the genome sequence, I'm not going out into that blooming group of people, you know. I'm glad I stayed away. But it certainly came hard and fast, which is fine, but they should always have a backup plan, because there are quadriplegics, tetraplegics without carers. And myself and another tetraplegic guy and a couple of others have been trying to get them the help that they need. I'm meeting up with Taikura, the head of Taikura, Sonia, this week, and I'll be talking to her about how they can provide a more clearer support for people that are in desperate need of it. The concern for me, I'm glad that not everyone that's got COVID is coming to Middlemore Hospital. It was nice to hear that Auckland's finally taken some, because it seems everyone throws them into Middlemore. Nobody thinks about the fact that this is one of the highest risk areas. Why would you do that, you know? And as it is, we've got a COVID positive nurse at Auckland Hospital who spread to so many other people, and people were visiting on that ward at the same time. The amount of panic, and it shows in the fact that we might have to actually bite the bullet and go out and get groceries, because there's no wait time, not even for priority people like myself. We can't get groceries at all this week. We've been trying for several days now to book a delivery time, and you just can't get on. That's how crazy it's gone. And all of a sudden, while the disabled are missing out, some of the seniors have missed out on getting the COVID injection. The minute that it was announced 12 to 15-year-olds, which it should be, all of a sudden parents were walking in with their kids, and the disabled are still missing out. The seniors are still missing out. The very vulnerable are still missing out. So, you know, something's not right with how they've planned this, and I don't believe that they prepared themselves properly, because they knew this was going to come. It wasn't a matter of if, it was when, and they should have been better prepared, especially for those that, like, a mobile clinic should be going around. I mean, we can manage a mobile clinic if they're doing the COVID testing for disabled only. There should be alternative means. Not everyone can get, as they said, they opened up a testing station in the CBD, because as Chloe pointed out, you've got 40,000 people in the CBD and most of them don't have vehicles. So how are they meant to go out and get tested? So they've set one up in the CBD. But you see, the fact they didn't think about that, you know, we go with all this carelessness around these new suburb homes and things. When an emergency comes, what do we go for? Our car. Because everything is not geared to the walkers or the ones who need to be close by. It's all geared for people in cars. And that's just silly.
So in terms of the vaccination, can I just go back to the vaccinations again? Because you've raised a really, really critical issue here of inaccessibility for our whānau hauā to be vaccinated. Is there any way possible that the Hapori can advocate for a separate testing, Onamadai or anywhere, wherever it is safe?
They've given the contract to Geneva, which don't have the best reputation in the disability sector. They are the ones who left a mother to have her 12-year-old son care for her when they gave her notice 12 hours before the first lockdown. So I don't have much faith in them, but they've got the vaccination contract for Auckland. So it'll be interesting to see, because no one thought of a mobile clinic. I did. When I pointed it out to this minister, the MP, and she said, well, why hasn't anybody thought of that? I said, well, I'm not the one that's sitting in cabinet at the moment. Why are you people not advocating for us? I said, we're coming last again, and this time it's dangerous, and you can't afford to do that. Yeah, so I don't know why, but it's a mobile clinic would have made common sense to me. Around, you could have a one in each suburb, couple of people in each car could go around the disabled and could easily have had them vaccinated way before now.
Absolutely. And generally speaking then, how do our whānau hauā, who do they contact? How do they go about doing that? I know that they will have access to those kinds of, that kind of information. Yep. But, you know, if they are really stuck, who do they call?
Well, their provider is supposed to be that point of contact. But if there's, in fact, the Human Rights Commission have set up a complaints page, and they're collecting it to make sure that anyone that's struggled to get to a testing station or to get a vaccine can actually send that in. So if you go to the, I think it's COVID19@hrc.co.nz. And if you go on there, you can actually fill out the form and complain. And I know Paula Tesserero, although she's in Tokyo at the moment as a, chef de mission, she is there. So we can't call on her, but she's keeping an eye on things.